KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the weekly girls high school athletic union volleyball rankings were out late yesterday afternoon. This week's rankings look like this in Class 1A. Grundy Center is still the number one ranked squad. Locally, Stanton is in at number 10, while Bedford is at number 12 this week. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford is ranked number 1. Council Bluffs St. Albert is in at number 4. Trainer is at 6. Kemper Catholic is ranked 9th, and IKM Manning is 14th in this week's top 15 poll. In Class 3A, Mediapolis is ranked number 1, with Red Oak at 13 and Clarinda at number 15. In Class 4A, Bishop Heelan Catholic is at number 1 with Harlan 4 and Lewis Central ranked 13th. Iowa City High is number 1 in the 5A rankings this week. Last night in high school volleyball in the Rolling Hills Conference, it was Adair Casey beating Iowa Christian Academy 3 games in a row. Exira EHK also sweeping 3 straight from Peyton Sherdan. It was Glenn Ralston taking 3 out of 4 from Cam, and Grandview Park Baptist knocked off Ankeny Christian 3 games in a row. Also around the region last night, Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 3 games to 2. It was Trainer sweeping 3 from Abraham Lincoln. Central Decatur over Lennox 3 games to 2. Fremont Mills a 3-game sweep over Essex. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Corning 3 games to nothing. Nottoway Valley over Pleasantville 3 in a row. Stanton beat East Mills 3 games to nothing. Arweva over Coon Rapids Bayard 2 games to 1. Arweva beat Earlham 2 games to 1. Arweva over Carlisle in 2 straight. Carlisle beat Coon Rapids Bayard 2 games to nothing. Des Moines Christian over Arweva 2 games to 1. Des Moines Christian also defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 2 in a row. And Earlham beat Panorama 2 games to 1 last night. Well, week 3 of the high school football season will see a number of teams hit district play for the first time tonight. That includes Atlantic. The Trojans will be at home tonight facing off against Creston at the Trojan Bowl. Atlantic coach Nick Ross says Creston brings a very athletic unit with them into the Trojan Bowl tonight, and it all starts with quarterback Luke Neitzel.
He's one of the best football players that's in the state. There's no doubt about it. His instincts for the game, you can pick up and watch film or watch him on Friday night, they're tremendous. So offensively, he knows where to find the holes. He knows how to break tackles. He's got very good balance, so he's hard to tackle in the open field. And then on defense, he plays back there and plays center field. He comes up, makes hits, makes tackles, makes interceptions. He's just kind of a rover or a free safety back there, and he's tough on both sides of the ball.
You can hear more from Coach Ross at 4:45 this afternoon for Trojan Preview here on KJAN. Kickoff at 7:30 tonight between Creston and Atlantic, two ranked teams in Class 3A, battling in an important early season district game. Also in Class 3A District 1 tonight, ADM will play at Glenwood, Harlan will be at home to Perry, and Lewis Central has a non-district date at Indianola this evening. Also in 3A, District number 2, Carroll is at Denison tonight. In 2A football in District 8, Clarinda is at Mount Airy, non-district play. Also in the district, Clarinda Academy is at Kemper Catholic, Greene County is at Shenandoah, Otobolt Arthur BCIG is at Red Oak. In Class 1A District 8, Nottoway Valley plays at Missouri Valley. Panorama is at St. Albert. Trainer plays at West Central Valley. And in non-district play, Tri-Center plays at IKM Manning. In Class A District 7 tonight, Madrid will visit Audubon in a game that we'll be featuring tonight here on KJAN. Both teams are 1-1 coming into the ball game tonight, and Audubon coach Monty Reboff says it's no secret as to what Madrid and coach Randy Hinkle will bring to the Wheelers Park tonight.
I talked to Randy when we exchanged tapes, and he was. I said, you know, you're an easy team to scout, but you're a hard team to stop. You know, I said you're going to do the same thing no matter what, and It's just a matter of the other team, you've got to stop him. He's not going to change. He's been doing it for 33 years, and he's successful at it, and he's going to stay in that wishbone. And, you know, there's times when he's behind a touchdown or two in the game, and it's late, and he's still running wishbone. He's just not going to change. And I don't know if that's stubborn, but it's hard to complain when he's pretty successful at doing it.
They've been very successful doing it over the years, and we'll have Madrid and Audubon tonight from Chiz Jones Field for you here on KJAN. Our night gets underway at 6 o'clock with Who's Going to Win. We'll follow that at 6:30 with our pregame show, and then we will have kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight from Audubon. That's the Wheelers and the Tigers of Madrid this evening on KJAN AM-FM and also on the web at KJAN.com. Another District 7 Class A matchups tonight. Bedford is at Woodward Academy, Earlham at Martinsdale St. Mary's, while Woodward Granger plays at Guthrie Center. Also in Class A District 8, it's AHST hosting Westwood. Griswold is at Underwood tonight. Riverside plays at East Mills, and Logan Magnolia is at West Monona. In eight-man football tonight in District 8, top-ranked Adair Casey will play undefeated Lamoni on the road this evening. Colonesco is at Ankeny Christian. East Union is at Twin Cedars in non-district play, while Grandview Park Baptist plays at Murray. In eight-man District 7 tonight, Exira EHK is at West Harrison. Charter Oak Ute is at Arweva. Bowyer Valley will host Coon Rapids. It's Bayard. Glidden-Ralston is at Woodbine, and in non-district play, Heartland Christian is at Essex. In District 8, in 8-man tonight, Cam will host defending state champs Fremont Mills this evening. Corning is at Stanton. Lennox plays at Sydney, while Nishnabotna will host Villisca tonight in 8-man football. Don't forget to stick around after our broadcast this evening, as Brett Johnson will be along not only at halftime, but after our game with KJAN High School football scoreboards this evening. Iowa State quarterback Steele Jantz played about as well as anyone ever has in the century-old rivalry between the Cyclones and Iowa last September. Jantz didn't come close to replicating his four-touchdown performance in a 44-41 triple overtime win over the Hawkeyes in 2011 until last weekend. He thrived in his second chance as Iowa State starter, throwing for a career-high 281 yards and scoring three TDs as the Cyclones beat Tulsa 38-23 in their opener. The Hawkeyes get another shot at stopping Jantz when they host Iowa State in their home opener on Saturday. You can catch that game tomorrow here on KJAN. The pregame gets underway at 12:30. Kickoff set for 2:30 from Kinnick Stadium. So you're planning on maybe plopping down a few bucks on a college football game, legally, of course, and trying to decide whether to stick with the favorite or take the points? Well, here's a tough one for you. If you go with number 6 Florida State in Saturday's game against lowly Savannah State, you'll be starting with a 70.5 point deficit. 70.5. From all the indications, it's the largest point spread ever for a Division I game. But before you race out to bet the mortgage on the underdog and take that 70.5 points, consider this. The Tigers were nearly as big an underdog last week in the 65.5 point range, and they didn't even come close to covering the spread, as number 18 Oklahoma State picked up an 84-0 victory over Savannah State last week. The Kansas City Chiefs replacement for one of the NFL's most feared pass rushers this Sunday will be an unheralded veteran linebacker out of tiny Wheaton College. It won't be the first time that Andy Studebaker has started a game, but it'll surely be like none other. It's the season opener against the Atlanta Falcons, and Studebaker will be taking the place of Tamba Hali, who is suspended for Week 1 for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Studebaker knows that he can't be Hali, whose 12 sacks last season ranked second in the AFC. Studebaker isn't known for getting after the quarterback anyway. Instead, he's known for grit and determination that not only allowed him to make an NFL roster out of college, but hang around this long. We'll have the Chiefs and the Falcons for you here Sunday on KJAN. The Arizona Cardinals and inside linebacker Darrell Washington have agreed on a 6-year contract. The 47th overall pick out of TCU in 2010 led the team in tackles last season with 111. His 16 tackles for loss were the most by an Arizona player since 1995. He was one of five players in the NFL in 2011 with five sacks and two interceptions. Also around the NFL, the Raiders are bringing back receiver Derek Hagan for a second stint with the team. He had 11 catches for 114 yards in six games for Oakland last season before being cut during the season. The Falcons have re-signed cornerback Dominique Franks less than a week after he was cut by the team. Franks started four games for Atlanta last season and was a fifth-round pick by the Falcons in 2010. A federal judge who oversaw NFL labor matters for almost two decades is considering a collusion lawsuit against the league brought by the NFL Players Association. An attorney for each side argued the case before U.S. District Judge David Doty, who said he will rule on the issue later. The union is seeking billions of dollars in damages. It claims the NFL set a secret salary cap during the uncapped 2010 season to hold down salaries. The league insists that the new CBA precludes such a suit. The New York Jets are tops in the NFL, in average ticket prices, that is. According to the team's market, the team marketing report's fan cost index, the Jets have the highest average for non-premium tickets at $117.94, with the New England Patriots and the Super Bowl champion New York Giants second and third most expensive. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the resilient Baltimore Orioles regained a share of first place in the American League East, recovering from losing a five-run lead to club the New York Yankees 10-6 behind a four-run rally in the eighth at Camden Yards last night. In the only other AL game of the night, Texas downed Kansas City 5-4 in 10 innings. In the National League, the Washington Nationals hit two more home runs to give them 15 in their four-game sweep of Chicago as they posted a 9-2 win yesterday. The Braves extend their National League wildcard lead with a 1-0 win over the visiting Rockies. Braves are 3.5 games ahead in the wild card. Miami avoided a third straight loss and gained a split of a four-game series, beating Milwaukee 6-2 yesterday. Jared Weaver, the Los Angeles Angels, will miss the scheduled start today against Detroit. That game starts a big weekend series as both clubs are in the thick of things in the AL wild card race. Weaver's recovering from tendonitis. He's 16-4. He was hit by a liner in a loss to the Mariners on Sunday. Athletics pitcher Brandon McCarthy is alert after having surgery for a skull fracture and a brain contusion caused by a line drive in a wicked-looking play yesterday. The Oakland right-hander was hit in the head by a liner off the bat of Eric Ibar of the LA Angels. No timetable for his return. Mets reliever Tim Burdack has had surgery on his injured shoulder, and general manager Sandy Alderson says he's confident the lefty will be able to pitch again in the major leagues, just not this season. In Pacific Coast League playoff baseball yesterday, Albuquerque beat Omaha 5-3. That series is now tied at one game apiece as they head out west. Albuquerque will host the rest of the series. It's 1-1. It's a best 3 out of 5 playoff semifinal series. Well, four golfers share the lead after the first round of the BMW Championship. Rory McIlroy, Webb Simpson, Bo Van Pelt, and Graham DeLeet all shot an opening round 8-under-64. Tiger Woods and Vijay Singh are one shot back. The top 70 in the FedEx Cup point standings are playing in that tournament. This is the third of the PGA Tour's playoff tournaments. The field will be cut to 30 for the Tour Championship on September 20th through the 23rd in Eastlake in Atlanta. The winner there will earn $10 million. And defending champion and number 2 seed Novak Djokovic down 2009 champion and number 7 seed Juan Martín Del Potro 6-2, 7-6, and 6-4 under the lights at Arthur Ashe Stadium last night. It's the 10th straight time that Djokovic has reached the semifinals of a Grand Slam event. Next up for Djokovic is a semifinal match against 4th seeded David Ferrer as the Spaniard defeated number 8 seed Janko Tipsarevic by a score of 6-7, 6-2, 6-3, and 7-6 to reach the semifinals for the second time. He was also a semifinalist at the 2007 U.S. Open. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022, located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.